excited.
Right. Okay. Well, if you turn the clock back to way before you were even a twinkle in your parents' eye, I was in a band called Amen Corner. It was during the late 60s, and we were a group from Cardiff and a 7-piece group that actually managed to achieve some success in the charts with a couple of number one records and three or four also top five records, and we were on tour with Jimi Hendrix and Pink Floyd and people like that. So I was in a band, I played saxophone, and then I came back out of the band and formed another band called Judas Jump with two guys from the band called The Herd, who were very popular at the time, and it was kind of like a super group. We signed to EMI Records, and we made some, you know, monies from that, and I invested in the fashion business. And then the fashion business then grew until the late 70s, when I opened up my own business called Paradise Garage, which was a punk sort of rock and roll clothing shop. And I had one in Bristol and one in Cardiff. And then in 1981, I took the one from Cardiff. I took it almost wholesale to Los Angeles and opened a shop on Melrose Avenue called Let It Rock. And it was catering to all the musicians in Los Angeles, you know, the rock stars. And we had a long list of very famous people that used to come buy their clothes from me. So, and during that period, I've always promoted live music. So I've always been involved with music. And when I came back from Los Angeles, I opened a place called Gassy Jack's, which is still in Cardiff, but it was a live music venue in 1991, and opened it up and was very successful. And I've since opened two or three other venues in the area. When I left Gassy Jack's, there was left a hole in the market in Cardiff. Eventually, the brewery that actually took it over ruined it, because they didn't know which way direction to take it, so they actually let it go and turned it into something else. And now it's just like a lounge bar, you know. So I was always looking to open a new venue in Cardiff, but I couldn't find anywhere suitable until this came up in 2008. Or late 2007, actually, when I started developing it. So, with the help of the landlord, created this place, and it's a 320 capacity venue. And we've had about 200 shows a year. Yeah, so we've done about 400 shows since we've been open, ranging from local bands to bands from America and all around the world, really. So, so that's what we're doing.
And I mean, after the point closed, did it worry you that this is in a residential area? I mean, were you ever worried that it would go the same way?
I didn't realise we were going to have the problems that we did have, because what we did from day one, fortunately, we had a very loud band on the first night called Dread Zone, who insisted on having extra equipment brought in on the night, and we weren't really ready for it, because we were actually still building the place as people were walking through the door. And consequently, we hadn't really had a run through, a dry run. So on the night in question, I mean, it was way too loud, in fact, and I admit to that. And actually, the neighbours complained, and from that day onwards, they complained every time we opened the doors.
Wow.
So we had a real problem with the council for the first year.
Yeah.
Eventually, it ended up with them taking the licence away.
Really?
Until we fixed the ceiling, which this ceiling here now is a new... The ceiling's insulated now, so there's no noise going up through the roof like there was before. So now that's okay. It just gets a little warm now in the summertime.
Sure. And, I mean, what do you think of the music scene in Cardiff at the moment? Obviously, you know...
I don't really know much about the music scene in Cardiff at the moment. I don't really look at the music scene in Cardiff. I tend to look outside of Cardiff. It's not just about Cardiff, it's about UK, Europe, America... I'm more interested in international, as much as I am international bands. Obviously, we have these. I'm very keen to develop and help local talent. So tonight, for instance, we've got an album launch for Jimmy Alexandra and his band, and we do a lot of these album launches. And I'm really keen to promote local bands. I think it's quite healthy. There's a lot of very interesting bands on the scene who all need to play somewhere. And they like playing here because they get a good, you know, good sort of good equipment to play on, and or a good PA, and it's a nice environment. And people seem to like playing here, so that's good.
How do you pick the bands that you play?
Generally speaking, it's either myself or the manager here who vets the bands. But a lot of the time, outside promoters will come along and put on these different nights, and they just hire the venue, and we just take the money on the bar.